The Golden Globes will return Sunday with major star appeal thanks to a slew of big-name nominees, including Zendaya, Timothée Chalamet, Angelina Jolie, Daniel Craig, Denzel Washington, Ariana Grande, and more. Nominations for the 82nd awards ceremony were made last month. The show will be televised by CBS and streamed on Paramount Plus. Here's key things to know about the ceremony. Who's hosting the Golden Globes? Comedian and actor Nikki Glaser was chosen to host next year's ceremony. Glaser has made a name for herself as a riotously sharp wit, especially at roasts, including recently for Tom Brady, who she needled for his complex love life and his one-time advocacy of crypto. She earned an Emmy nomination for her latest special, Someday You'll Die, for HBO, which dealt with everything from offering to pay for her friend's abortions to her darkest porn habits. Glaser cited Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, and Ricky Gervais as inspirations. She'll follow last year's host Joe Coy, who was slammed by critics for a fumbled opening monologue and a rushed pace throughout. Who's nominated for Golden Globes this year? Jacques Audiard's audacious musical, Emilia Perez, about a Mexican drug lord who undergoes gender-affirming surgery, leads all nominees with 10. That put it ahead of other contenders like the musical Smash, Wicked, the papal thriller, Conclave, and the post-war epic, The Brutalist. The Apprentice, about Donald Trump as a young man, also landed nominations for its two central performances, by Sebastian Stan as Trump and Jeremy Strong as Roy Cohn. The Bear leads all television nominees with 5. With his 11th nomination, Denzel Washington is the most nominated black performer at the Globes. Steve Martin is nominated for the 4th straight year in the Best Television Actor in a Musical or Comedy Series category for Only Murders in the Building. The nomination marks his 9th overall and could be his first ever Globes win. There are 26 first-time nominees, including Grande, Dakota Fanning, Glaser, Seth Meyers, Zoe Saldana, and Pamela Anderson, who surprisingly earned a nod for The Last Showgirl. The embattled Globes, which are no longer presented by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, are still in comeback mode after years of scandal and organizational upheaval. You can see a full list of nominees here, https://apnews.com/hub/golden-globe-awards. Who is presenting? A ton of starry people: Andrew Garfield, Anthony Mackie, Anthony Ramos, Anya Taylor-Joy, Ariana Debus, Aubrey Plaza, Ali Carvalho, Awkwafina, Brandi Carlile, Catherine O'Hara, Colin Farrell, Colman Domingo, Demi Moore, Dwayne Johnson, Edgar Ramirez, Elton John, Gal Gadot, Glenn Close, Jeff Goldblum, Jennifer Coolidge, Kaley Cuoco, Kate Hudson, Kathy Bates, Kei Hoi Kwan, Kerry Washington, Margaret Qualley, Melissa McCarthy, Michael Keaton, Michelle Yeoh, Miles Teller, Mindy Kaling, Morris Chestnut, Nate Bargatze, Nicolas Cage, Rachel Brosnahan, Rob McElhenney, Selma Hayek-Pinault, Sarah Paulson, Seth Rogen, Sharon Stone, Vin Diesel, Viola Davis, and Zoe Kravitz. What are the Golden Globes? The Globes are the first major ceremony of the awards season. They're not exactly an Oscar bellwether, but they're known for a few things: being a boozy, sometimes irreverent party and a glamorous gathering of the biggest television and film stars. A Globes win can help build momentum for a movie or actor's Oscar campaign. As the first televised awards show of the year, they get ahead of similar ceremonies like the Screen Actors Guild and Critics' Choice Awards and are nearly 2 months before the Oscars, which this year will be held on March 2nd. Double nominees, please. Stan, Kate Winslet, and Selena Gomez are all double nominees. Gomez is up for both Best Performance by a Female Actor in a Supporting Role for Emilia Perez, and Best Performance by a Female Actor in a Television Musical or Comedy Series for Only Murders in the Building. Winslet is nominated for both Best Performance by a Female Actor in a Drama for Lee, and Best Performance by a Female Actor in a Limited Anthology Series for Television for The Regime. Stan earned a nod for both Best Performance by a Male Actor in a Drama for The Apprentice and Best Performance by a Male Actor in a Musical or Comedy for A Different Man, who will receive the Golden Globe's Cecil B. DeMille Award. Viola Davis will be honored with the Cecil B. DeMille Award for her decorated career, starring in an array of powerful roles from Fences to The Woman King. The actor has won praise for a string of compelling characters in films such as The Help, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, and Doubt, while captivating TV audiences through the legal thriller drama How to Get Away with Murder. The DeMille Award has been bestowed to 69 of Hollywood's greatest talents. Past recipients include Tom Hanks, Jeff Bridges, Oprah Winfrey, Morgan Freeman, Meryl Streep, Barbara Streisand, and Sidney Poitier. Who's the next Carol Burnett Award honoree? The Golden Globes are raising a glass to former Cheers star Ted Danson by naming him the Carol Burnett Award honoree. Danson, a three-time Globes winner, has been a fixture on TV since he broke out as Boston bartender Sam Malone on NBC's comedy, Cheers. His other credits include The Good Place, Mr. Mayor, Fargo, CSI, and CSI, Cyber, Damages, and Becker. Danson currently stars in Netflix's A Man on the Inside, which earned his first nomination since 2008 and 13th overall. The Carol Burnett Award was inaugurated in 2019 and is presented to an honoree who has made outstanding contributions to television on or off screen. Past recipients include Norman Lear, Ryan Murphy, and Ellen DeGeneres. The first was Burnett herself. Danson and Viola Davis will be praised at a gala dinner Friday at the Beverly Hilton Hotel. For the first time, the Globes will host a separate event dedicated to both awards. What will stars eat at the Globes? The Golden Globes, known as the Party of the Year, will bring back the celeb-beloved Nobu Restaurants Group. Chef Nobu Matsuhisa returns with several signature dishes, highlighted by the gold standard roll sushi that includes king crab inside, topped with salmon, gold flakes and caviar, and yuzu sauce on the side. The dish is served in the restaurant for $77. Other dishes from Matsuhisa include seaweed tacos, yellowtail jalapenos, sashimi salad, black cod and three pieces of tuna, white fish and salmon sushi. This is kind of like harmony with the caviars and jalapenos, said Matsuhisa, who served signature Japanese food at the ceremony last year.